Hello, it's Carol here. I'm here in my garden having walked on the heath, as I do now daily, and which I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy. The heath is so beautiful and it's a really wonderful time to reflect. And lately, because I've been in touch with people through the conversations I've been having with you, I've been out on the heath with one or two people who've got dogs. One who had two dogs last week, and we actually lost one for a while, but we found her in the end, I'm pleased to say. And so I found that very, very, very therapeutic. And I think that I'm getting over one or two things I didn't really like about myself since Richard died. I went through a period when I didn't like going to meet couples. I'd rather see people like me on their own. And I thought that was a rather silly thing, and I couldn't quite shake it off. But I've shaken it off now, and I love being with couples who are together just as much as I love being with all my other friends, which I'm very pleased about. And I also went through a little phase I didn't like, when if I saw someone older than Richard, and Richard died at 83, I thought, well, Richard's died by now and they're still there and they seem to be okay, and a little bit sort of perplexed, which is silly. And thank goodness I've got over that too, and I love to see people of all ages, of all descriptions. So I've got through that little period, I'm pleased to say. And I find that I'm very, very much enjoying gathering people together. I held earlier in this year something called Music for Dementia, where there's a wonderful pianist called Tom Wakeley, who's a RADA coach, voice coach, and he got a singer to come along too. And we had 50 people who had dementia, sometimes with their carers, and we had music from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock, finishing an afternoon tea, and sometimes people joined in the singing, and it was so very good. So when once more we can do things like that, I want to start that again, and I want to have a few a number of people gathered. I used to be known for always having sort of 50 or 100 people gathered around for what I used to call a salon, but now I want less, maybe 10, maybe 12, just to talk about issues of the day, whether it's grief, whether it's loneliness, whatever it is, just to talk together and to learn from each other. I think that could be in some ways very, very good indeed, because I do think that sharing is such a huge part of what we do, and taking other people's experience and learning from it, which I been able to do through talking to you, is such a very, very good thing. That's another thing I want to do more of. And I also think that the power of a little, perhaps a voice message, perhaps a text, perhaps an email, in some way even sending something through the post, which is not used quite so much these days, but when I've had a letter or any message at all from friends, all it's got to say is thinking of you and I love you, or thinking of you, take care, whatever it is, it's a huge boost to people, especially if you're going through a very lonely time, which I have quite a bit lately, and also of course the grief journey. And I think that these little things that I never thought of before, but they can really, really change you very, very much indeed. I had a message this morning from the man who married Richard Dye, actually, and he just said, just talking, just sharing, Carol, makes me realise that we do need each other and we do get through things, so carry on this journey. And he sent his love. It meant a lot to me, and you mean a lot to me, and thank you as ever for watching and listening. Thank you.